And we are back, and we are the Run Duo. I am Tommy.
What's up? It's India, yo.
India, how that Trader Joe pizza? Is that bomb? Is that,
bomb pizza? I'm sorry, y'all. We chuckling because we were like, hey, let's start recording because we just been chatting. And I'm like, oh yeah. And I also just made this bomb Trader Joe's pizza. Have you seen the bomb Trader Joe's pizza? And Tommy's like, we're recording now. My bad, Tommy. No, but it was really good. So it's a Trader Joe's pizza that's gone. I've seen it all over the place. It's gone viral, but they give you all the different ingredients that you need that you purchased from Trader Joe's. And I tried it today. It's so good, y'all. So, so good.
So do you make the dough?
No, so the dough is prepackaged.
Okay.
And then you get, there's a garlic spread, a red pepper spread. There is fresh mozzarella, and then there's another fresh cheese that comes in like this liquid and you piece it apart. And then it's so good though. It looks kind of weird, but it's so good. And it melts down so good. And then I use turkey pepperoni, and then I put some red onions on top. And then you're supposed to take the oil from the mozzarella balls, and you're supposed to mix that with the arugula. And you put that on at the end. And so it's topped with the arugula. It was good. That's why I was late, because I was trying to get that last little bite.
I might have to check that out. Okay.
I took a picture. Can you see it?
Oh, okay. I see it. Okay.
It was so good. And then it's a little.
I might have to check that out.
It was good.
You put the arugula on after it cooks.
So I've seen some people do it and cook it, but I don't, something with me with greens being warm, I'm good. Like if you just put it on the top after you cooked it, I feel like it's just as good. But you got to make sure you drizzle it with the mozzarella ball oil, because it's like mixed with like some herbs and oil, and you drizzle that on the arugula and then you put it on top. Child's good.
Okay. So a great review for the Trader Joe pizza from Miss India.
Yes. Right, I'm a Trader Joe's lover. I don't know if y'all know that, but I love Trader Joe's. I go every 2 weeks when I go get my nails done. That's the closest one to me.
Because I know when I lived in the city, I used to go to Trader Joe's, the one over by Piedmont. But now I don't even know if there's one even over here. We hit Sprouts. That's our little, you know. Yeah, we hit the Sprouts. Yeah, it's good. Now, if you want stuff that's not good for you, Sprouts don't have it, so don't go there looking for Little Debbie and stuff like that. Everything is pretty healthy, but they have the big deal on the sushi. Every Wednesday they do $5 sushi, and their sushi is very fresh, so it's really good. That's what kind of got us going there. But
got it. There's a Sprouts not far from me and an Aldi, but I don't ever shop there, so
yeah. So it is almost Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, or, you know, is it National Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you actually, celebrate. It's coming up shortly. And here in Atlanta, we got our half marathon turkey trot, 5K turkey trot that the Atlanta Track Club pretty much puts on. Are you going to be out there on Thursday?
I will be volunteering.
Okay. I'm
actually going to be volunteer for the kids. I'm so excited.
Oh, cool. So you get to see Trey. He is ready to come out and, you know, finish up his dash trilogy so he can get his.
I think I'll be on the mile, but I think the dash and the mile.
Okay. Gotcha. Yes. Yeah. And that's not
the same thing. I probably will see you guys.
Yeah. So Heather's running the half. I'm not running anything. I'm just coming out later and bringing the kids and letting him do his dash and showing Jasmine what she'll be doing next year. She's too young. She can't run yet. So next year will be her time to hit it. But it should be nice. I think Heather Track Club is going to be out there too.
Probably.
Yeah, I think she has a little. So we might go chill out over there until Heather finishes her race.
Gotcha. The hat. Yeah. So maybe I'll see you. Maybe I'll see you. I'm probably going to be in and out because we're traveling to Braxton's family's house for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to do my shift and I'm going to head out. So it won't be much mingling that I'll be doing. But yeah, I think I'm on the mile volunteer shift. So
I'll probably be able to see you. Sounds good.
Yep.
Yeah. Because they go right past. Yeah. It is. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's okay. Now I was going to say the Thanksgiving half. If you are ever in Atlanta for the Atlanta Track for Thanksgiving, Atlanta Track Club does a 5K as well as a excuse me, a 5K as well as a half marathon. And then they also have a 1 miler for the kids. I don't think adults are able to do the 1 mile. And then there also is the dash that Trey is going to be participating in. So it's a really good race, a really good time to do it. And it's really weird because the weather here this week is warm. So I think it'll be a good morning for racing.
Yeah, it should be a good morning for the half because it is still should be in the 40s. So that's good weather to run a half marathon. So
yeah,
and
sure.
I like it. A lot of people, you know, of course, we're Atlanta, we're hilly, but I think the course is set up perfect. If you good, you can really do some good times on that course because it's basically all downhill the first half. And
yeah,
then it's kind of, you know, you dragging your butt all the way back uphill to get back.
Yeah,
for the finish.
Yeah, the little hill that you do at the beginning, you really don't feel it as much because your legs are fresh or should be. Yeah,
exactly. So it's a good course. I've run it a few times. I like it. I like the Thanksgiving half.
Well, Tommy, while we're talking about Thanksgiving, I just want to put this disclaimer out here to all our peoples, all of our listeners that's talking. Don't feel as if you have to do a turkey trot or a half marathon or a 5K to earn your food on Thanksgiving Day. Y'all just eat that food. It's no need to earn it. Just eat the food.
Just eat it.
Sometimes I feel like I cringe on, I'm taking some time off social media right now, but I think that a lot of times during this time of the year, I cringe because you see all of that. If you eat this much, run this many miles. If you eat this much, you got to run this many miles to burn it off or go earn your food. And it's like, no, just eat the doggone food and work out if you want to. Or don't.
Whatever it is that you want to do,
but don't feel as if you have to earn a plate. I feel like that's just a bad mindset when it comes to running in food that can really become toxic. So I just thought
I've never felt that way. I'm gonna eat regardless. I don't care.
I'm gonna eat.
Run, don't run. I'm eating.
So.
Oh man, but are you cooking this year? Or are you chilling and being served?
So we are doing the Callaway, this side of the Callaways, we are doing a turkey, and I'm going to surprise my mother-in-law with my deviled eggs because she loves my deviled eggs. And then Braxton wants me to individually cook, but not take sweet potato souffle. So I'll make that for the house because that's what he wants. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
But we won't take that. We'll just keep that.
Y'all going to keep that at the house?
I got to remember to make that because I really forgot about it until you just asked. So I got to remember to make that. But yeah. But we'll just be taking the turkey and the deviled egg. So typically his mom buys additional stuff and makes it. And then whoever else comes, his other brothers or whatever, if they come.
So y'all are actually cooking the turkey and taking it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you are cooking. Okay. Sounds like a...
That's it. We're going to get Cajun turkey.
That's Thanksgiving turkey.
The Popeye's Cajun turkey is thawed out. I will pop that sucker in the oven.
Okay.
What do you call it?
Have you had that before, the Popeye's
Cajun turkey? I have had it before.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played with the idea of frying a turkey this year, and I looked at it, and I was like, nah.
That's just too much work.
It's not. Honestly, it's not. If you got the equipment, it's... Whatever minutes and you are
burn
done.
Their house down frying turkeys, yeah, but they do be good.
People who try. I've been frying turkeys for years. It's nothing to fry a turkey as long as you use the right oil. The problem is people either don't thaw the turkey out all the way, or they don't use peanut oil, which peanut oil burns at a higher temperature as opposed to some other oils that start to burn at lower temperatures, and you put that and try to so that's what usually causes fires. But I decided not to do it. I'm gonna go ahead and just make a regular turkey. It's gonna be us, our family, and then also three of my nephews are coming over
because
their mom has to work on Thanksgiving. She works at the hospital, so they're gonna come and hang out, and Trey's gonna have a blast, you know, to have them over here. So
to have some people you can hang out with. Yeah,
exactly. People that like to play and stuff. So
yeah,
that ought to be good.
Now, are they going to school this week?
Huh?
Are they going to school this week?
No, they're Trey out. Trey is going to what we call holiday camp, or what he did, you know, the first 2 days of the week. Wednesday, he's going to just be at the house. So we'll see what happens. I guess they'll both just be at the house because... the daycare is closed and the holiday camp is closed on Wednesday. So we'll see what happens. You know, he already got in trouble tonight, so I hope he know how to act in the morning. But anyway, these kids. So I was looking, well, before I even get started on anything else, I did want to do a big shout out and congratulations to Gary Wiley. Gary is been in the Atlanta running community for years. He's black. He, you know, he's a participant with Black Men Run. But he qualified for New York by running a half marathon. He ran the the Revel Big Bear in California. He ran the half marathon in 1 hour, 24 minutes, and 26 seconds. Hey, brother. Good looking. I mean, just, yes. I mean, and I've known, you know, not to get, you know, into time and stuff like that. He's, you know, he's getting up there. He's running, you know, sub 7 minute miles in half marathon. So, he's really getting it in. But, you know, when I first met Gary, he was not running anything close to that. And it just shows his persistence and his work ethic, to get to this level, because he did not, he definitely did not start at this level, and he found, you know, training and over the years, and now, you know, look where he is. He's qualifying. So great job, Gary. Just wanted to congratulate you, brother.
Yeah, definitely, Gary. I think that it's amazing to see progress and see you putting in the work. So congratulations. Congrats, congrats, congrats. And as we're talking about PRs or doing well or and qualifying, I want to give a congratulations as well to Charlie Lawrence. He ran the Tunnel Hill race. It was a 50 miler that he did, and he won the world record for 50 miles. Tommy, he ran 50 miles in 4 hours and 48 minutes, which is about a 5 minute, a little bit over a 5:45 pace roundabout. But congratulations to him for doing that. I could just, it looked like when he was finishing, like I was looking at the finishing pictures, he looked like he could go further. And it's just amazing. I feel like amazing to see. And of course it's the Tunnel Hill 100, but there's other ultras, marathoners that are doing that race. It's a big ultra marathoner race, but he set out for that 50 mile record. I just think that it's amazing to be able to do that. So I don't know. I just think
that is incredible. Like,
yes, 50 miles at that pace.
I just like, when I just would love, I just wish I could just morph into somebody's body that knows that can do
one
that
one time.
And just to have that feeling. Like, what is that like?
Yes.
Run like that. I mean,
you just kick off like
do
that.
Do they feel the same thing I feel when I'm running 12 minute miles? I mean, is that how they feel? Like, I mean, but like, it's nothing, you know, I'm just like, wow, how do you do that?
Just picking it off. And it's probably just a zone that they get into. Obviously, I mean, obviously their cardiovascular health is amazing to be rolling like that. But it's just, I don't know, I can't imagine. But I always give kudos to those people that, you know, that do that. And of course, you know, if you're not running 5 minute miles, you're still amazing. But I just think that it's awesome.
Of course. But, you know, you got to shout out.
At that pace, that's, it's like, wow.
Incredible. Incredible. Yes. Incredible. But, yes, congratulations. Great. Great.
Yes. Yes. And, Tommy, so we have talked about the Speed Project a couple times on this call, or on our call, on this podcast. And it's something that we would love for some of our Atlanta people to pull together and try to run the Speed Project. But previously, the Speed Project was a, it is a unsanctioned, basically, relay. They have solo individuals, but they also have teams that run this race. And it's not like an open forum. Like, you have to kind of be invited. You have to show proof that you can kind of execute. You got to have that like trailer, all this. Like, you have that sponsorship. Like, it's not something that you just outwardly do. Their biggest rule, there's no spectators. Basically, you have to get from one point to another your way. However you feel like your way is, and whoever wins, wins, right? So traditionally, the Speed Project was founded, and it was a race that started on Santa Monica Pier or in LA, and it goes to Vegas. And you basically run through the desert all day, all night, and just try to get there. Whichever team gets there first, you just have to stay off the highway. Like, you can't be on the highway. Tommy, they have taken the Speed Project to Chile. So So the Speed Project this week is currently in Chile. It's in, they're going through the Atacama Desert, which is the driest desert on Earth. And it is in Chile. It has an elevation of 3,500. And the Speed Project is there right now. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, I don't know how I missed this, but I am really excited and happy to be following along on that. Of course, I think there's a couple of Americans that are running, but there's a lot of mm-hmm. people that are from, you know, South America that are doing the race. So there are 7 solo runners. The solo runners started on Monday earlier in the week. And the teams will be starting soon. So I look forward to continuing to follow that. So if you all don't know, follow the Speed Project on social media. They do updates and they kind of give you an understanding of who may be in lead depending upon the trackers and stuff that they have on their phone. But this is hundreds of miles that these individuals are running and hundreds of miles that the groups are running. And again, they're doing it through deserts. So the conditions are not the best, right? So they're doing it through deserts. The terrain can be different, up, down, dusty, whatever. No lights. Like, there's a lot of conditions that they put themselves through, but it's a huge accomplishment. So if you all want to follow along on that, I think once you all hear this podcast, they may be still running with the groups. The individuals may have already completed, but the teams, which there are 15 teams, definitely are on the roads right now in Chile. Trekking through the desert.
That's crazy. Okay, that's cool. I mean, I guess, you know, you got to change it up. You got to do something different.
You can't always do Santa Monica to Vegas. So I'm glad that they changed it up. I don't know how I missed that they were going to change it up, but that's exciting. Because it's not a race that's like highly, you're not going to see it publicized. It's not on run sign up. Like, it's not one of those races. It's a very, it's a very, like, I don't really call it, I guess there's a piece of it that's elitist, but it's a very, what's the word, Tommy?
I don't think it's elitist. I just think it's like, it's kind of underground. Underground is what I would call it.
It's an invitation-based type thing. Yeah. You do have to put your information in and they find out about you. They do, you know, do their research or whatever. I mean, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I definitely have seen some groups. I don't think that it's that you have to be speedy to do it. But they also want you to be safe. So I think that there's certain, they want you to know that your team can carry this and has experience to be able to carry it. Because I know that district running
collective did it. Support, they want to make sure you got support and things like
that. You've got to have support behind you.
Yeah. I actually, this is back when I was doing Shut Up Tommy before we were doing Run Duo. I mean, I heard about the speed track and I remember I emailed them. And this was like at the time when I had been doing some group runs with, we had the Wakanda Olympic team and stuff. I was like, shoot, let's see if we can do it.
So
I
hit him up.
And this dude was like, okay, you need to send us some. Because I was just like, hey, how do we sign up? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, we're going to need some more information from you. I was like, oh, okay, it's like that. Okay, no problem, no problem. But yeah, that's cool. I mean, I always follow it. Once I know what's going on, I'll go to their Instagram and kind of pay attention to what's going on. But that's cool. That's in Chile. I think they probably, you know, they've done it for quite a few years. It was probably time for a little bit of a change to do something different.
Yeah. And that's actually how I met, I don't know if you have met Scotty Crow before, but he was one of the hosts and announcers and kind of helpers of that race. But he now lives in Atlanta. He didn't used to live in Atlanta, but he lives in Atlanta now. But that's how I met him. He was one of the hosts of the Speed Project. I think that he's doing more writing and stuff now, so I don't know how involved he is at the moment. But yeah, it was interesting to be able to meet him. But you're right. I'm sure they want all the credit. They want to understand what can y'all deliver, because we want to make sure, you know,
everybody gets
they don't want everybody getting injured and y'all in the middle of a desert. Yeah. Like, there's still there's some health and safety conditions that come along with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's cool.
Yes.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead. But I was going to say that kind of segues into, now we all know about Abbott Road World Major Marathons. So the trail ultras have kind of come together. Some of the major ones have come together and they've started the World Trail Majors. But it's a little different. It's no big corporate sponsor. They, you know, it's basically the race directors of these races have gotten together to put this together. I haven't seen a medal. I don't see a 6-star or 9-star medal or anything, but there's a total of 9 races, all ultras, all a minimum of 100K. And they are all in different, it's not like, you know, where we have Boston and Chicago and New York or the U.S. There's only one in the U.S. It's the Black Canyon Ultra 100K, that's in February, but it's in Hong Kong, US, Spain, Japan, Portugal, Switzerland, the UK, Canada, and South Africa. So they basically have races from June all the way until November, basically, that are part of this. And basically, I mean, if you go to, I mean, Runner's World has done an article about it. There's a few other running magazines and websites that have done articles. But basically, from what I get, is they want this to be more grassroots. They don't really want it to have a major corporate sponsor that ties it all together. They want it to be, and the reason is because there is some form of a series that's out there for ultras that the Western States is a part of, but they feel like as independent ultras, they can't be a part of it. Like you have to be corporate or whatever. They say the Western States is the only independent one that is actually a part of that series. But basically they wanted it to be grassroots. They wanted it to be just, you know, these independent, not one race is more superior than the other. And they kind of do everything democratically to put this together. So,
hey,
if you are, you know, I mean, I know a lot of ultra runners.
And it's trail,
I know a lot
right?
of them do the, yeah, it's trail. It's okay. World Trail Majors, but they're all ultras. They just, you know, happen to be ultras, I guess. But yeah,
which
they,
I think most trail races are a lot of trail races, not most.
Yeah,
a lot
are
of
ultras,
trail races
yeah.
are ultras. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I tip my hat because trail racing is.
A whole nother thing, right?
It is not.
Oh my gosh.
I figured that out quick that is not for me.
Yeah.
But,
and
it might have just been a mental thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably not. Not at this point. No. I mean,
but you know,
ultra maybe
is anything over 26.2. So I think you could do a 30 miler. If
I'm going to do it, because what's the marathon in DC? Marine Corps. The Marine Corps
they
have an ultra version of it, but I think I would want to do not 100 miles. I'm not trying to do 100 miles, but maybe if I'm going to do it, 50 miles. If I'm going to do it, I want to do, because I not to, you know, I'm not trying to be elitist and say, oh, you know, 30 miles and that is an ultra. I understand.
As someone
who has finished 26.2 miles, knowing that there is no way I could have taken another step.
Hey,
30 miles is nothing to sneeze at, but I guess I'm just saying if I was going to do one, I think I want to do a 50 miler.
Okay. That's respectable. Not another step. Or when you look at your phone and it says, I think one of my marathons says 28 point something something. I don't know how that happened, but
across Chicago.
I know so many people.
Everybody says
Chicago.
Yeah.
But I know one of mine is definitely well over. So I'm like, Lord
yeah,
because
my Chicago's did the same thing. But everybody says it's the watch or something that messes
up buildings.
Because of the
it's
buildings.
All the buildings and stuff.
Yeah. Gary, actually, it's funny because when I told Gary, he was like, "Nah, you didn't run the blue line." That's what he told. I was like, dude, I wasn't that all over the place.
The tangents, right. You couldn't be all that over the place.
Exactly. I mean, he was like, you didn't run the blue line. That's why it's
but
so long.
But I can tell my clients that. I'm like, don't be zigzagging and meeting people on one side of the road and on the other side of the road. I'm like, you adding miles to your legs. Don't do that. You are.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, and also, if you're a slower runner, you're probably on one side of, you know, because you want to let people pass. You're on one side, and that's usually a longer route than if you can stay on the, you know, on the tangent line.
So, curb or whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, crazy.
Yes. Well, that is exciting. I would love to see if anybody ends up taking on that venture and what that looks like. I think it would be exciting to hear some stories about it. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know a whole lot personally. I mean, I know of people and I follow people that run 100 miles, but I don't really know
anybody.
Maybe
like Joseph Gray. Remember we had Joseph Gray on?
Yeah.
Maybe he might do the feat, or, you know, we'll see. I know he's big time in these days since when we interviewed him. He's been doing a lot of amazing things and on all types of magazines and publications. So we are definitely proud of Joseph, but I think that he would I could see him doing something. He's all up in the trail space. So
yeah, definitely.
Definitely do that something. Well, Tommy, I don't know when we're going to figure it out, when some of these race directors are going to figure it out, but Philly Marathon was this past Sunday, and they had to unfortunately do the dreaded I'm sorry email to their participants because people went without medals. And
did they say how many?
I don't think they gave a number. They just explained that they would ensure to send emails to those that did not get them and produce the medals for them. Okay. And it sounds like it was kind of more like a overshot, like kind of, you know, what you assume would happen, meaning that obviously the companies have to purchase the medals well in advance, and maybe they sold more registrant, more spots than they did the medals. So yeah,
it could have been something to do with the manufacturer not being able to get additional medals to them in time. So, you know, that definitely could have happened. And then also you got people who are, you know, bandit races that are taking somebody's medal that paid for it. Things, yeah. Could be a combination of things of why, you know, they didn't. But yeah, you need to have the medals. I mean, I mean, being a race director, I'm sure is not easy because you have a certain margin that you're trying to, you know, keep. So you're not wanting to buy too many extras. You know, you can't be right on, but you're not trying to buy too many extras. And sometimes because of that, that's things like this happen.
Yeah, they definitely mentioned that they witnessed phenomenal, obviously, weather compared to weather compared to other years. So they definitely had record-breaking registrants and unpredicted numbers of day of race participants. So I'm assuming there are more people that register for the race, and they assume that maybe, I'm just throwing out a number, 10% of people fall out, they don't come on race day. And so maybe they lowball their medal count. And unfortunately, to me, I'm just analyzing this Instagram post, but it sounds like that maybe more people showed up than what they expected because of the weather was amazing. So they definitely said that they will receive a medal via the mail and ensure their data is not missed and ensure that they have a little token of appreciation to provide to them. And it was just interesting reading a lot of the comments that just kind of said that the Philly Marathon seems like they are not as organized as they should be. Sounds like this has probably happened more than one time. So hopefully they'll get it together. I think that, you know, we recognize that we make mistakes. People make mistakes. It takes a lot to put on these races. And I think that it's important for, you know, for grace to be given, but also to know that I couldn't imagine myself running a half marathon or a marathon without a medal. So getting a medal at the end.
I mean, yeah, you know, 10K, I might be all right. Okay, I'll wait.
We got a couple of those marathon races that don't give you, but give me 13.1 and beyond. Child.
You better get me something by Monday because I got to have Monday. Something. No matter what, I got to have something by Monday. that is not good at all. But yeah, that is unfortunate.
Yeah, I went out to Movers and Pacers had their 10-year anniversary, and I went out to cheer on that race. My my girl Brick was running that race, and so I went out to cheer her on. And it kind of went through the Atlanta University Center, the west side of Atlanta, Atlanta University Center. So y'all know I went to Spelman and I went to Clark. And so, of course, I was like, well, I'm just going to go to the AUC, cheer on right here, then I'm going to go to the finish. But this lady finished the race, and I just wanted to see what the medal looked like. I didn't want the medal, but I just wanted to see what the medal looked like. And she was like, you can have it. She was like, I'm 70 years old. I got enough of these things. I just tossed them wherever. So I was like, she literally took it out and tried to put it around my neck. I was like, no, like, I'm kind of superstitious when it comes to that. I don't want any medal that I did not earn, like, did not race. Like, I won't take someone else's medal. And I was like, you know, I pointed out a couple other people that she could give it to that I feel like would accept the medal, even if they didn't run, because I don't think they're not like a diehard runner like I am. Like there were some people that weren't participants, and I don't think they run at all. They were just out there supporting that would have loved the medal. And I was like, go give it to that little kid or go give it over here. I don't take it. But it's right. Like, I feel like there is a population of people that don't mind not getting medals.
Yeah.
Because have so many and they don't do anything with them. But your girl, mm-hmm. Andy Calloway, is not that person. I have a full display that I need the medal to go on to, and I need to see and show that I did that I did something. Now, that does not mean that I run races only for medals, because there's races that I run all the time that don't receive medals. But at a certain distance, it's an expectation.
Yeah. I will say I definitely am not as big into medals as I used to, because a cool medal would get me to sign up back in the day. Like if I saw, oh, that medal is hot, I got to have that medal.
That was coins. Like, we didn't just,
Yeah, I don't do that too much anymore. But I do say, like you said, hey, once I finish, I do want something. Like, yeah, come on, put the medal on. Thank you very much. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so I definitely get where you're coming from.
Yes. So, Tommy, are you still going to Florida for the trials?
When is it again? February?
February 3rd.
More than likely, yeah. I mean, we might just jump in the car and go down. I haven't gotten a hotel yet, which I probably need to do. We're going, we got another trip before then, so I need to get that trip out, and then I can start thinking about, yeah, but I definitely, I have relatives have yet to meet Trey or Jasmine, so it'll be a nice trip to kind of knock two birds out with one stone.
Well, keep me posted if you decide to go, but the trials have officially been moved from noon to 10. And you know that we talked about that in one of our previous podcasts, that there was a big, basically a lot of the athletes were going up to the board and saying, hey, 12 o'clock.
If it is February.
I don't care if it's February.
In Orlando, Florida?
12 o'clock in Orlando, Florida is very hot. So it has been officially moved to 10 o'clock. However, obviously there's people that are still like 10 o'clock still ain't enough, but I'm like, listen, they barely budged on the 10. So I think that the athletes will have to accept the 10 o'clock at this point. So
when did, okay. So do you remember what time they started here in Atlanta? It was like 10, wasn't it? Or was it more like 9?
May have been like 9 or 10.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought it was. It was cold here. It was
definitely cold.
I had a Scully on that day.
Yeah, it was chilly. And yeah, in Florida, February is the coldest time in Florida, but shoot, Florida can switch up on you quick. So it'll be interesting. But of course, it's going to be a really flat course. The only drawback, besides if it is hot, is Orlando has a lot of cobblestone streets.
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine that's going to be. The area they're running in, they're going to have to run on at least some, because there's a whole row of it when they make their first turn. So they're going to run on some, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, because I remember trying to run on that when I used to run, when I ran, what, two or three times in New Orleans? And I was like, this is for the birds. I was like, I am not about to roll my ankles out here. Running on the cobblestone was not great.
Yes,
so.
Yes, indeedy. So,
yes.
But, I look forward. Hopefully I'll get to see you on Thanksgiving, out there doing your thing and Trey doing his thing. Oh, so let me tell you. So Heather went and picked up her bib. You know, it's down there near where the start line is for the Thanksgiving half. She went and picked up her bib. She was probably the first person in line on Sunday. So I don't know if you noticed, Trey is in a lot of the Atlanta Track Club advertising.
Yes,
I don't know if it's a lot. He's in some. He's definitely in some.
He's in a good number.
He's in a lot of it. So, you know, Heather is, she's a mom. I don't think she does anything different than any mom does. But, so she saw Jay Holder.
Okay.
So, because I'm thinking probably somebody pointed him out to her or something like that. So she went up to him. She's like, I just wanted you to know that I am Trey's mother. Trey's a little boy that y'all love to advertise. I'm you know, Tommy's better half.
I'm surprised they don't know that. I feel like they know that.
Well, number one, I'm guaranteeing Jay ain't the person putting Trey on the advertising. He probably has nothing to do with it. Yeah, I'm sure he has nothing to do with it.
I mean, I'm sure they pick out some things. If it's great pictures, it's great pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, but I'm sure the person that does it. And the person that does it may know Heather, because Heather does advertise Trey quite a bit. So the person that does it might know Heather. I don't know, but she wanted to make sure Jay knew who she was. And she said, Jay was like, is it okay? And she was like, oh, no. Of course, Jay doesn't want he ought to be mad that, you know, she's advertising her son, but she just wanted him to know who she was. I was like, leave that man alone. That man got a million things to deal with, and you bothered him letting him know who you are. So I guess
That is funny because Heather probably talked to Jay on like his last event of the weekend because he's no longer working with Atlanta Track Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Where is he going?
Yeah, he got promoted to, I want to give his correct position. I don't want to say it wrong. Let me find it. I do not want to say the wrong position. Hold on. It's Running USA, and I want to say he's the executive director now.
Oh, really?
Right. Mm-hmm. So I believe that this may be his last event. Yeah, Running USA, Running USA is the position, and he will now be the executive director of the organization. So, yeah.
So Running USA. So what did they...
So Running USA does a lot of a lot of stuff with coaches and race directors and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. They have different conferences and stuff within their organization. So, yeah. So I think that... So Jay has huge background in marketing and media. Like, that's really his thing. So, yeah. So Heather, Heather might have spoke to the wrong person because he he's leaving Atlanta Track Club. He'll still be doing some stuff with it in Atlanta, but he's still going to be living in Atlanta, but he's still going to be doing some things with Atlanta Track Club, but he will no longer be the marketing director with Atlanta Track Club.
Did they say who's going to? Have they elected a new person yet?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure they have. I don't know. I'm sure they have. I mean, I think at this point they need to.
Okay.
I have not seen it announced on Atlanta Track Club website yet. So I haven't seen it.
All right. So y'all can't see her face, but obviously India know who it is, but she can't say yet. So.
I do not know who it is.
I'm guessing, I guess.
They might.
I don't know. Anyway.
I do not know who it is.
Yeah. So so that's great. Congratulations, Jay. You know, farewell.
We'll miss him with Atlanta Track Club, for sure.
He did a great job during his tenure. Atlanta Track Club definitely grew as an organization. I think they became more, I don't want to say professional, but they went from I don't think they weren't professional before, but I think it wasn't a lack of profession.
They just stepped up their quality of professionalism.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's what it is. Okay. Maybe that's the best way to put it. Cause I didn't want to say, you know, cause I felt like, you know, they were professional before, but I think they are definitely on the front page, trying to get on the front page with New York City Roadrunners.
I think that's
the direction they have moved in during his tenure.
And their execution of races is phenomenal. So, and you know, their execution of races, their new, with their Adidas sponsorship, their ability, the things that they're giving out at races, like there's so many things that has elevated over the last couple of years. And I know that Jay had big hands in helping that to grow. So,
So congratulations, Jay. But I just wanted to give that look because she came home and I was like,
she was like, Jay, I had to tell Jay that that's my baby y'all keep putting on the internet.
Exactly. I'm like, leave these people alone. They don't. But anyway, so yes, Trey gets a lot of pub.
I would definitely say there's a lot of pictures. I'm like, print all of them. I would have a whole shrine in his room with all these race pictures. He has some really good ones.
I printed out a few of them, but he definitely loves life and he can't wait for Thursday. But
oh, well, good. Well, we'll see you guys on Thursday.
Yes, indeed. You got anything else for us before we go?
No. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope that you all enjoy your time with your family as you hear this podcast. Don't forget that, you know, take the value of each day, enjoy it, soak up those moments, and do your thing. And we will see you out. If I don't see anybody on Thursday, I probably will see some people on Thursday, but if I don't see you there, we'll see you in another couple weeks at some point.
Indeed. See you in 2 weeks, everybody.
All right.